Okay, what about the insects? Some are green and some are brown. They hop along the grass.
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard of people call them hopper grass too?
Yeah.
But you do call them grasshopper.
Uh-huh.
What are the small fish that are sometimes used for bait?
Oh, just a minute.
Waste all the time by asking you questions while someone is here. Okay, what about the little fish, like minnows? Do you call them minnows?
Minnows,
or
yeah.
Any other thing, like, is that what you call them?
Yeah, that's what I call them.
Let me see. The things that gather up in the ceiling of rooms that haven't been cleaned sometimes, you know, what do you call those? Sometimes they're over a bush. A little animal makes them.
Spider web.
What's the part of the tree that's underneath the ground called?
The root system.
What's the tree that Zacchaeus is from? What's it? Broad leaves, it's a shade tree, long white limb. Kind of been a colorful one. I just thought you
wasn't
might
a knowledge
that.
Tree, was it?
No, I just thought you might remember that old song while I was thinking about it. It has broad leaves.
Big leaf, a big tree?
No.
Yeah.
Sycamore tree?
Oh, is it a sycamore tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one in the backyard.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was it that George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Okay. I should have just asked you more descriptive terms. I just thought you'd know that just from those old Sunday school days. Let's see, now do you know what the bush is that grows along the road or by fences? The leaves turn bright red very early. Small clusters of berries or bulbs are used
That's
by
poke.
Old people in tanning weather.
Is it poke weed?
Well, they really refer more to sumac.
Oh, that's sumac.
Sumac.
The berries. When they turn brown, you can actually make a drink out of it. It tastes very sour, like lemon.
Hmm.
Make lemonade out of it.
You can make lemonade?
Yeah.
Why do you know that? Okay. Let's see, there are many kinds of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush up against them. Can you think of some?
Poison ivy.
Okay.
Poison oak.
What are some berries that you can think of might be around?
Berries?
Mm-hmm.
Well, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries.
Do you have raspberries?
Raspberries, yeah.
Some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat, and if they could kill you, you'd say that they would be
poisonous.
Do you know the flowering bushes that bloom in late spring, what they're called?
Flowering bushes that bloom in the late spring.
Mm-hmm. It's a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers. I think a lot of times seeing them in the mountains, too.
Roses?
Or
wild roses?
Yeah, I see mountains. Yeah, or mountain laurel.
Yeah.
There's something that's even larger with a. It reminds me of seeing like a big bush type thing. Can you think of what that? Another one besides the mountain laurel or the ivy or something like that. They grow up further in the mountains.
A little bit out of my territory.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? And what's you tell me about a certain tree that I see out in somebody's in the front yard that you have a lot here that has that white flower on it.
Magnolia.
Yeah. They're so pretty here. I love that.